Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. In a society dominated by technology, our daily schedules are increasingly unaffected by the patterns of nature that shaped the lives of our distant ancestors. Carol Werthmann, the Samuel Chandler Dobbs Professor of Anthropology at Emory University, explains her efforts to document patterns of sleep in the world's few remaining pre-electric societies.
Today, only 20% of the world population lives without electricity. I want to know how they sleep. It's an important question because humans evolved to sleep in environments that didn't have bright artificial light, TVs, cell phones, or computers. I'm leading the first quantitative study of sleeping habits in a pre-electric culture. A major experiment set to begin soon in 14 villages located in a remote part of Vietnam. We will be gathering the first empirical data on how people sleep without electricity, when their whole world revolves around rhythms of sun, subsistence, and nature. Participants in the experiment will wear a sleep actigraph, a wristwatch-like device that can detect whether its wearer is sleeping or just resting, or has entered a deep sleep state known as REM, and how often the wearer stirs or wakes up during sleep. After these baseline data are collected, 7 of the villages will be controls for the experiment, while televisions powered by generators will be introduced to the other 7. At 2 points during the 3 years after the introduction of TV, the sleep patterns in experimental and control villages will be reassessed and compared. We also want to know if some sleep problems common to modern society are related to electricity and TV viewing. Watching TV eats up chunks of our time, beams light into our eyes, and feeds our mind a constant stream of sounds and images. Does that affect our sleep? This experiment won't answer all of these questions, but it could open our eyes to some fresh ideas about the uncharted third of our lives when we sleep.
That was Emory University's Carol Werthmann. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. But you'll be sleeping with the television.